The League of Legends betting podcast is brought to you by my patrons at patreon.com/gelatilol. There you can find bonus content like in-depth articles on macro trend analysis and league previews, as well as thoughts on breaking news and the podcast picks before the show is released to platforms. You also get to support your creators more directly. patreon.com/gelatilol. That's G-E-L-A-T-I-L-O-L. All right, good evening, everybody. It is currently a little bit after, it's about 4:40 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, March 23rd. I'm going to be doing a quick recap of the Eastern slate. I'll be doing a recap of the LEC and the picks and analysis for the Sun, or actually, it's not Sunday, it's LEC, it's actually Monday this week for LEC. So I'll probably be doing that tomorrow because we're going to have a Monday LPL-LEC slate. A little bit weird that they're skipping the day, but I think there's some kind of holiday or something. I forget, to be honest with you. Anyway, recap for Saturday. D+ Hanwha in the LCK. I'm just going to come out right away up front here. This was an awful day. I really, really need Cloud9 to bail me out of this, to salvage what I can from this, because if Cloud9 end up losing this series, then this is going to be a very, very bad day, like a cataclysmic bad day. So just whiffed on almost everything today. We'll touch on it as I go here. D+ versus Hanwha. Game one was pretty close. Could have gone either way. I just think Hanwha were a little bit cleaner, and Zekka had a few just ridiculously good Yone ultimates. He had one in particular in Bot River where he tagged both the carries for D+ Kia with one ultimate and just like instantly deleted both of them, and the fight was just over. Hanwha were stacking dragons. That's kind of a theme throughout this series. Game two, D+ I thought had a decent position, but they got themselves behind on dragons again. They didn't get a single dragon in this entire series. Got themselves behind in dragon, which meant that they had to fight for the soul point off like on Hanwha's schedule, not theirs. They kind of botched a setup for the fight. Although I'll admit it wasn't really a bahd setup. It's just that Jinx without a Tahm Kench is going to have an incredibly difficult time against Nocturne and Cassante and Ahri diving her. There's just not a whole lot he can do. Aiming was kind of like left for dead. I mean, you can try to peel for that. They had a Thresh on their team for lanterns, but like it's extremely, extremely difficult to deal with like that amount of dive as Jinx. I didn't really like the pick. I like the concept of like getting lane prior for them, but like they had to know. Like I think Tahm was just a better pick, and I don't think it was banned. I didn't like the Thresh concept, but anyway. They ended up having that dive comp. Once Cassante got Mountain Soul, this game was just over. Like they just were not going to be able to kill him quick enough. There were a couple situations where D+ caught people out in this game, and Hanwha were a little bit sloppier than they usually are, but like they were all in instances where it didn't really matter. So this was a frustrating loss. I you know, Hanwha were just a little bit better today. This team's an incredibly lame handicap. They're just so frustrating because like, you know, you have to take your shots against them in spots like this because like the price is right and you're leaving equity on the table if you don't, but like you know that the other team you're playing just has to basically play a perfect series to beat them. And it's like, as good as Hanwha are, I just know like they're not going to do shit. They're not going to beat T1 and Gen G in playoffs. And I don't hate the way they play. I hate the way they play with this roster, and they're an incredibly lame handicap because you're just slamming into a brick wall every time you bet against them. But there's a couple times every season where the value's right and you just have to, and it is what it is. So just frustrating because you can't ever back them as favorites either, really, because you're just always overpaying. It's just, they're just fucking lame. I hate them. T1 DRX, wasn't much to say here. T1 steamrolled. Azir is going to be back for the playoff patch. The LCK announced that they're going to be playing on 14.6, which I'm a little surprised about, which means they only played 1 week on 14.5. Azir is going to be back for the playoff patch. If that's the case, T1 are a buy low. Yeah, not much else to say there. LPL, we had OMG versus Invictus. It was a close game one that OMG kind of just like won one team fight, turned this game on a dime, and closed it out. IG weren't really in a bad position, but Abel was able to get Smolder stacks pretty early and get to his magical late game Christmas land scenario. So Abel was pretty reckless with his flash use in this one. I think that could have cost him if Invictus were a better team, but they're not. So game two was kind of a lopsided OMG stomping. WELNG, this was such a tease of a series. God damn it, this was frustrating. So this is one of those ones where, like, I'd almost rather just WE would have gotten smoked instead of just, like, the tease of this getting home. But game one was looking like it was one-way traffic for LNG before they had a huge throw. WE cut back almost all of the 4,500-plus gold lead that they'd given up to LNG, and then they immediately threw it back. Just absolute piss-poor positioning on approach for objectives. They walked into picks a couple times. Like, just it was frustrating. They really had no business winning this game, but the fact that they pulled it all the way back and then lost it anyway was like, God damn it. Game two was the opposite. Game two, WE amassed a sizable gold lead. They were up like 4K at like 22, I think, and just completely pissed it away. Similar fashion to D plus here. They had to fight for Dragon Soul before they were ready to. The difference here was I actually thought their team comp was like very, very well equipped for like that exact part of the game. They had like a Rumble set up. They had a very, very strong mid-game team, and they should have been stronger for this fight. But because they weren't fighting on their terms and because LNG was able to force the issue and kind of like pressure WE into a mistake here, they just had another completely disjointed approach, and this game was just over once they got Soul and then Elder. It was just it. This was an incredibly frustrating series. Because like game one, you thought they'd turn the corner and that was it. And then game two, it was like they were ahead and just threw it. I mean, they might have just lost game three and it would have been nothing. But like, this was an incredibly frustrating series. Ninjas in Pajamas, Billy Billy. NIP didn't have a chance in this match. Billy Billy just steamrolled both early games and it was just over. This team is good. You know, I was fine with the handicap here. The price was right. NIP are punch-up underdogs kind of looking team. They have the upside to do that. That's exactly what you want. You want that kind of volatility in when you're taking a big underdog like this. But, you know, this was just a reminder of, like, why elite teams are elite. And Billy Billy are really, really good. That was it. This was an absolutely brutal day in the East. You know, we cashed on OMG, but this was otherwise just nightmare fuel. I couldn't get anything home today. It was just absolutely nuts. And honestly, the LEC wasn't much better. I had a huge, huge L on the LEC. And right now, these days are the worst. Like, they just are. Like, they're going to happen when you do this and you're playing the amount of volume that I do. Like, you're just going to have bad days like this. You just got to try to shake it off. But these are the kind of days that make you not want to get up and do it again the next day. It's been an absolutely fucking terrible week. I'm down, like, without the LCS, which is happening right now, without the LCS, I'm down like more than 6 units on the week since Monday. Cloud9 are in the middle of losing this game one, so this is not looking good either. And I'm kind of gonna need them to win this series to kind of bail me out of a catastrophic losing day here. Okay, never mind. Cloud9 are not losing game one. Wow, that was an insane Taliol from JoJo. Holy shit. Okay, maybe they can turn this. Still think they're outscaled here. Probably not going to happen. Anyway, I don't know. I'm not gonna sweat this live on air. But this was just a cataclysmically bad day. There's always one or two of these almost every season, and they're usually on Saturdays. If you just run bad on a Saturday when all four regions are going, you're going to get these bad swings. It just is what it is. It fucking sucks. But you know, I'm still up on the year. This past like 2 weeks has just been an absolute shit show. I just haven't been able to get anything home. It's just brutal. I've had a couple things right, I guess, but yeah. Go Cloud9. I'm gonna need them to bail me out here. Reverse sweep would be ideal. Depressingly, moving on to the Eastern slate for Sunday. Week 8, day 7 in the LPL, we have Rare Atom minus 130 on the money line, minus 1.5 is at plus 216 against LGD Gaming, plus 118 on the, or plus 108 on the money line, plus 1.5 is at minus 272, minus 1.5 is at plus 303. Rare Atom 0-3 is favorites, 0-3 against the map spread, 0-6 is against kill spread. They've just been an absolute, they've gotten shut out as favorites, and they've only been favored against bad teams because they're a bad team themselves. LGD, feisty underdogs, 8-5 against the map spread, but 3-10 outright. their kill total over team 22-11 to the over, average total of 24.6. The derivatives for most of these markets in the Eastern slate for, I think, all but one of the games are down tomorrow because there's a lot of games that don't matter, and the books don't like taking on the risk of making markets on stuff and matches that don't matter. Model actually made LGD a short favorite in this contest. I think RA have looked better the last like 2 weeks or so. So I'd actually lean to their side of things here, but I'm passing. Like, they just haven't performed well as favorites, and I don't want anything to do with this match. If they end up posting kill total overs and you get like a 25.5 or a 26.5, I don't hate looking at an over here, but I doubt we're ever going to get that. So next up, we have Top Esports -948 on the money line. The -1.5 at -191 versus Anyone's Legend +617 on the money line. +1.5 at +156. -1.5 is at 13-1. This match doesn't really matter. I mean, it does actually. So Anyone's Legend need this for playoffs. They need to win this match, and realistically, they probably need a 2-0 to cover enough ground to like actually make it a conversation, because they're on the outside looking in for playoffs right now. They need to win this series, and then they need like pretty much everybody else to lose out. So they're not mathematically eliminated, but they are, for all intents and purposes, out. I would still expect a game effort from them in this series. Top Esports are they don't control, or if they win this, they actually have a match in hand compared to like JDG. So if they just like win their next two series, then they get the 2 seed, which means they get another round bye. So I would expect an effort from them too. It's possible that Top Esports play a little bit of Kingmaker here and let Anyone's Legend win and put some pressure on WE and Weibo if they're afraid of those teams. I don't think they're afraid of those teams. I doubt we see that kind of thing. I think they care more about the 2 seed. But I don't know. The LPL, sometimes teams care about this stuff, and other times teams just completely mail it in once they're clinched to a certain point. If you made me pick a side in this, I'd play the Top Esports -1.5 maps. I just think they're like way, way better, but I'm not messing with this. Like, meaningless time in the LPL like this. Like, I'm probably going to have very few, if any, plays in the LPL over the next few days. It's the last few days of the regular season. A lot of meaningless matches, a lot of situations where you just don't know the motivations on each team. And historically, the LPL, there's a lot of fuckery this time of year. It's prime fucking around season, so I don't want anything to do with the LPL if I can help it in the last few days. Makes a lot of sense. I mean, I've been running cold in the LPL anyway, so maybe it's better off that way. I don't know. There's a case to be made for backing AL, but I just think they're outclassed so much that it doesn't matter here. No place from me. I'll probably end up doing a spread parlay with Top and JDG. Let me think on that a little bit here. EDG +925 on the money line, +1.5 map set, +215, -1.5 set, +1860 against JD Gaming, -1600 on the money line, -1.5 set, -272. JDG, they don't need this, and there's a very, very strong chance the Top Esports just overtake them for the 2, but if they are going to hold the 2, they do need to win this match. EDG are playing with house money. This match doesn't matter. We're getting Ale 0909 for the lineup this time around. It's possible JDG are just asleep at the wheel and don't give a shit about this match, but I think EDG are so bad that I think JDG could probably beat them if they're asleep at the wheel anyway. So I could see EDG jumping out to a lead. Maybe you play EDG map like kill spreads in this one, but I think JDG are probably just going to 2-0. I've kind of talked myself into the spread money line. What could possibly go wrong with how I'm running right now? Both these favorites lose tomorrow or something stupid like that. JDG, I'll play the parlay. JDG -1.5 maps, Top Esports -1.5. The parlay pays out +108. I'll play 1 unit on it. I just think like there's a class difference here, and I think they have reasons to play. That doesn't mean that they will, but I'll take my chances. LCK, similarly, most of the derivative markets are down for these, so if there's any plays I'm going to add, I will let you know, and I'll probably send patrons an update. FearX, -277. This is the final day of the regular season, by the way, in the LCK. Play also started this Wednesday, I believe. FearX, -277 on the money line, -1.5 at +124. OK Breon Savings, +219 on the money line, +1.5 at -150, and the OK Breon Sweep is at +544. Breon still look completely toothless. This is a team that sometimes does the right things. They do a lot of the right things. They just have no killer instinct whatsoever. That hasn't changed. It changed for like a week when they brought the new bottom lane in, and they haven't gone back. FearX, when they've played against the really, really bad teams, they've mostly didn't, like, they've won the series. It hasn't been pretty, but they've taken care of business for the most part. I think FearX are, they're better. I think they're, to me, they're a cut better than the rest of these teams. They're just very, very shaky. They're not usually to be trusted as big favorites. And really, this match doesn't mean anything. Both these teams are eliminated. But, you know, with the new player loan rule coming in summer, I think a lot of the players, like the starters on these bottom teams, are essentially playing for their jobs at this point. I think you're going to see a lot of teams trying to snipe talent from the developmental leagues of the good teams, with the teams with money and everything. And I think it's ultimately going to be a good thing for the league to introduce some more parity. But a lot of these players that are kind of like coasting on contracts that are on these lower teams that are just like kind of meh, they have to start showing, like, they have to show that they earn their contracts and that they earn their money and everything. So I would expect a game effort from everybody in this, even though this match doesn't really matter in the standings. That said, if you made me play this aside in this, I'd probably play FearX Moneyline, although you just have to know what you're signing up for. It's an absolute panic attack backing this team. If they post kill total overs for this match, I will be on kill total overs for this, because these two teams project as kill total over teams anyway. If we get over a 24.5, that'll be really, really sharp for us. I like the kill total overs in this match, but they're not posted yet. Patrons will get an update if they are. Last match of the regular season is KT Rolster. Actually, I think KT Rolster are the first match tomorrow. I'm doing this out of order, but anyway. KT Rolster -368 on the money line, -1.5 at -103, +1.5 at -1100. Against Kwangdong Freaks, +282 on the money line, +1.5 at -117. The Kwangdong Sweep is at +692. KT Rolster are 8-2 as favorites, just 5-5 against the map spread. Kwangdong 3-6 as dogs, 4-5 against the map spread. We know the deal with KT Rolster. They're not to be... Just because the results have panned out a certain way does not mean that we should trust this team as favorites. They're not to be trusted as favorites at this big of a price. Most of the time, they haven't been favored by this much. Actually, their average is actually above this, but, you know, keep in mind that there were really a lot of those games were against the very, very bad teams, and they're much bigger favorites. Really, if you look at the fact that they are... Actually, their odds actually line up pretty well. Like, relative, the results do, but the games themselves end up in that convincing, I'll say. This is another one where I'll probably be playing kill total overs once they're posted. If they are posted, I will send an update. KT are locked into the 4 seed. They can't change their position. Kwangdong are locked into the 6 seed. They can't change their position. This is another match where it might not matter, but I would expect a game effort from both teams as they prep for playoffs, or they want to try to show some things. You look at the coaching staffs on these two teams, I don't think we're going to see any fucking around in this match. I don't think we're going to see any for fun games. Kwangdong are coming off 2-0 upset against D plus Kia, although I'll admit they had no business really winning that first game. The second one was a pretty clean win, though. So I think this number is probably just a little bit too big. I'm going to take a stab at Kwangdong. I like the kill total overplay more in this, because these teams are like, I mean, these two teams go over 25.5 kills in a combined almost 63% of their games. So if we get 24.5, like -120 or something like that, that's a slam dunk. I am going to play the D plus or the Kwangdong side of things, because I think the price is right. Just know, I mean, if KT high roll in this series, then they're going to look really, really good. But I think the price is right to take a stab against them. I'm going to play Kwangdong +1.5 maps at -117 for 1 unit. Kwangdong money line +292 for 0.25 units, and Kwangdong -1.5 maps at +692 for 0.1 units. Again, I will probably play kill total overs in this one as well once they're posted, but they are not up at the market makers yet. So that's going to be it for me. Hopefully we can get Kwangdong home tomorrow. Hopefully Cloud9 can close out this series so that I don't need to chug a bottle of bourbon tonight. Just a brutal, brutal week. It's the fucking worst when these happen, but it is what it is. It's a marathon, not a sprint. I will see you all tomorrow, and best of luck.